Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because the calendar just flipped over from 2021 to 2022, I thought we'd title our talk, Increase in the New Year. I think you'll all agree that it's easy to get stuck in the routine of life. A lot of people going into the new year, coasting on autopilot, expecting the same old, same old, same old, same struggles, same income, same job, same hours, same low level of joy, same problems. We'd like to speak a little faith into you tonight, hopefully to ignite something more on the inside. Krishna is a God of increase. He has new seasons of growth, new seasons of influence, of abundance out there in front of you. For those who stretch their faith and keep Him first place, 2022 is going to be an exceptional year, a year of surprises, a year where Krishna, God, amazes you with His goodness, a year that you move forward to accomplish your dreams, overcome obstacles, see breakthroughs in areas that you've previously been struggling in. I'm predicting God-centered changes in the lives of His devotees. A good New Year's Eve prayer might sound something like this. Lord, please help me use the 8,760 hours of this year the wisest way that I can for you and for your glory. Lord, give me enough happiness to keep me sweet, enough trials to keep me strong, enough sorrow to keep me human, enough hope to keep me happy, enough failure to keep me humble, enough success to keep me eager, enough friends to give me comfort, enough wealth to meet my needs, enough enthusiasm to make me look forward to tomorrow, and enough determination to make each day better than the one before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you pray like this, get ready, buckle your seatbelt, put on your hard hat. Krishna's going to release His favor in a greater way. You've sowed the seeds. Now, get ready for the harvest. Expect Krishna's favor. Let go of little dreams, little plans. This is going to be an above and beyond year. Some of you have had difficulties, but those winds, can I tell you, that have been holding you back have shifted, changed directions 180 degrees. Instead of blowing against you, they're going to blow for you, behind your sails. Instead of holding you back, they're going to propel you explosively forward. We're trying to speak victory today into your future, not just words to make you feel good. These are healing words of life, words of power to do with the Most High Lord. When you hear them, our hope is that something ignites on the inside. Prabhupada, our spiritual master, empowered his early followers in 1965, members of the counterculture, spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. One time he was sitting in his room, spinning a globe of the world, saying, Brahmananda will go to Africa, Sudama will go to Japan, Bhagavan will go to Europe, Ridayananda will go to South America. And some of these young people at the time, just having become his disciples, they couldn't even tie their own shoes. And Prabhupada called out the seeds of greatness that he saw in the inside. And tonight, we're bearing witness to the eternal Spirit of God who resides within each and every one of us. You were created to rise higher, created to live a life of victory. You do well to rise up and say, yes, this is for me. 2022 is going to be my year. I'm stepping into a new season up to be the hero of faith that Krishna God created me to be. I'm putting on a new attitude. I'm enlarging my vision. I'm going to go into this new year with a rekindled fire. Now, Krishna God's favor is based on two things. It's based on obedience. It's based on timing. When it's your season, you can't hold back. You have to step right into the middle of what God wants you to do in your life. I read about the baby locust. Tiny, small wings in proportion to his body, and seemingly grossly oversized legs. It can't fly. The wings can't give it liftoff, but it can jump 200 times its body length. One day, it hears the winds blowing. It hears the branches cracking against each other. It hears the leaves rustling, and something inside of that baby locust says, now is my time to jump. And timing is critical. He has to be sensitive. He has to recognize it. He gets liftoff from his powerful legs, and once he's up into the wind, his small wings are all he needs in order to soar. Unfortunately, some people have been down for so long, they can't recognize the wind when it comes. They can't see opportunity when it shows itself. True, I've been down for quite a few years. I've been struggling in this pandemic. I can't get off the ground. I don't have the wingspan. I don't have the talent. I've made too many mistakes. But they don't realize that if they would jump at the right time, catch those winds, they would go higher than they thought possible. Not by our power, but by the breath of Almighty God. When you recognize the breathing of God in your life, that's when you feel the wind beneath your wings. When we held the grand opening of the Spanish Fork Temple in 2001, Neela Seshachari, she was a scholar who taught at Weber State University. She spoke of the history of Indians in Utah. I don't know if you knew this, but the first Indians came to Utah in 1896, more than 100 years ago. They were Punjabis, and they settled in the Cache Valley as farmers. For 100 years now, there had been Indians in Utah, but no temple for them to worship at. So this temple in Spanish Fork seized the opportunity, recognized the rustling of the winds, and acted to become the first Hindu temple to open in the state of Utah. And within a few years, there was another Sikh temple, another Ganesh temple, and then another Sikh temple. But it was this ISKCON Krishna temple, which was the first one to catch the breath of God and ride those thermal winds to a place in the history of Utah. God is all powerful. He creates and controls universes. He can open doors that no man can shut. Difficult things become easy when he's breathing in your direction. Our encouragement this evening is don't miss your season. Don't go into another year expecting more of the same old. Don't waste another year feeling sorry for yourself, stuck in a rut, when you know that you really should be stretching your faith. Pitch your tent in the land of hope for 2022. Move out of the nothing good ever happens to me subdivision. Move out of mediocrity township. Move out of those are my limitsville. Pack up and relocate to the land of more than enough, to the suburb of far and beyond favor, to the place where with Krishna all things are possible. What's in front of you is much greater than what's behind you. The victories of the past are going to pale in comparison to the victories that Krishna has for your future. He's saying to you tonight, you haven't seen anything yet. You think you're good? You think you're blessed now? No, I have mind-boggling things in your future. Difficult situations, which could have been going on for as long as 20 years, can turn on a dime. By this time tomorrow, you could be out of debt. Your child could come back home. The doctors could pronounce you cured. You could meet the person of your dreams. Krishna or God has blessings that he's kept ready for you. The question is, are you ready to receive them? Are you expecting God's favor? Do you believe that 2022 is going to be your year? If we keep God or Krishna first place, we don't have to chase blessings, but his blessings will chase us down and overtake us. You'll be surprised what Krishna has in store for those who keep him first place. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Ramayana, Vibhishan knew that the winds were blowing against his brother, Ravana. Ravana insulted Lord Ramachandra, kidnapped his wife, Sita, kept her captive in his city, Lanka, for 1 year. Because he offended Rama, Ravana's kingdom was destroyed, his army defeated, and he himself fell dead to the ground. Everything Ravana had built up with great pain, effort, suffering was annihilated because of his refusal to acknowledge Lord Ram. Now, Bibhishan, unlike his brother, was a great devotee of Ram. Bibhishan knew that whoever Ram wants to protect, no one can kill, and whoever Ram wants to kill, no one can protect. Therefore, Bibhishan was not surprised to witness the destruction of his brother Ravana, his army, and the downfall of his city. But Bibhishan, however, was stunned that Ram handed over the entire kingdom to him. Bibhishan had no idea of the tremendous favor that had been stored up for him because of his great faith in Ram. Krishna, Ram is a god of surprises. What do we learn? Don't ever rule out the unexpected. One good break, one phone call, one meeting with the right person, everything can change. Because you've been faithful, Krishna suddenly takes you from the back to the front. Because of your faith, Krishna suddenly brings you from the bottom to the top. Suddenly, your season comes, favor, influence, health, abundance. I don't know about you, but at the start of this year, I'm feeling an excitement in my spirit. I feel there are things lined up that you could never imagine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari. Prabhupada writes here, one should not be impatient in discharging devotional service, but should take instructions from the spiritual master and execute them with patience, depending on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The successful execution of Krishna conscious activities requires both patience and confidence. Now, what is meant by confidence? The devotee thinks, surely Krishna will protect me and give me help in order to achieve success. If you've been faithful, even when it's been taking so long, if you've been keeping a good attitude, even when somebody did you wrong, if you've been chanting, even when there's a pandemic going on, then you need to start feeling excited, because Krishna is going to blow your mind. You're planning ordinary. Krishna's planning extraordinary. Some of you are thinking survive, but Krishna's thinking my devotees will thrive. Get your hopes up. Be a person after Krishna's heart. One devotee declared, surely goodness and righteousness will follow me all the days of my life. You know what surely means? Surely means confidence. In the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Matita Sarvadurgani, Matprasharam Turishati, Ata Ched Tum Ahankaram Nasabjashi Menakshati. Krishna says to his devotee, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness of me, but act through false ego like Ravana, not hearing me, you will be lost. And also in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is said there is no higher possible gain for embodied souls in this age than to surrender fully to the holy name of the Lord, putting all of their hope and faith in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Someone said hope is the ability to hear the music of the future, and faith is the ability to dance to it today. You can't have faith without hope. The day that you quit being excited about your future, I tell you, that's the day you quit living. Too many people today, they're breathing, but they're not alive. They're existing, but they're not living. There was once written on a tombstone, here lies Zeke Carter. He died at 45, but was buried at 80. What happened? Zeke quit dreaming. He quit expecting. Now, we're trying to bring some people here back to life. Believe me, you wouldn't be alive right now unless Krishna had another victory out in your future. People may have pushed you down. Others may have discouraged your dream, but it's still alive. And what we're doing tonight is we're blowing on it. We're fanning up. We're stirring up the embers of the great plan that Krishna has for your life. Albert and Albrecht Dürer were brothers, both of whom had artistic talent, but they were poor. They drew straws one day to see which one would work in the mines, and then the other one would go to the prestigious Nuremberg School of Art, tuition being paid by the brother working in the mines. Albrecht got the short straw, went to the school. He spent 4 years, he finally graduated. And as the brothers were toasting the one brother's graduation, Albrecht said to his brother, Albert, Now I can get employment as an artist and pay the tuition for you to go to school in your turn. And Albert said, look at what the years in the mines have done to my hands. The bones in every finger have been smashed at least once. And lately I've been suffering from arthritis so badly in my right hand that I cannot even hold properly the glass to return your toast, much less make delicate lines with a pen or a brush. No, brother, for me it is too late. That's not the end of the story. It is said that Albrecht was so moved by his brother's sacrifice that he asked him to pose in prayer for him. He drew the famous ink and pencil sketch of the praying hands as a model for an altarpiece that he'd been working on. This simple drawing contains in itself the silent history of brotherly love, sacrifice, and generosity. It's also a reminder that Krishna, God, sees every act of sacrifice. Krishna knows every time that you took the high road. He's noted every incident where you've picked up your beads and chanted his holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some of you are thinking it's over, it's too late, you're too old, you've made too many mistakes. Can I tell you, it's not over till God says it's over. You have to do your part. Stretch your faith. Rekindle those dreams in 2022. Now, we can't make it happen, but when you believe, that activates Krishna's power. That child you've been praying about, it's not going to be another 20 years. He's going to start making good decisions this year. That career that's been stuck, it's not going to be another 20 years until you get into management. Promotion is coming this year. You're not going to have to suffer with that addiction for another 5 years. You're going to get clean this year. Thank you, Lord, that this year I will meet the person of my dreams. Thank you, Lord, that this year I'll see my health turn around. Thank you, Lord, that this year I'll write that book, compose that song. This year my business will take off. Now, the greatest lie facing you is that everything is permanent. Things are never going to change. I'm too old. It's too late. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never meet the person my dreams. If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Can I tell you, don't believe those lies? Because it hasn't happened in the past doesn't mean that Krishna, God's not still sitting on the throne. Doesn't mean that it's not stored up for you. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was starting the Sankirtan chanting movement in West Bengal 500 years ago, the Muslim Qazi came out and personally broke the Madanga drum. Now the Muslims were in total control of Bengal at the time. They had the power of life or death over the locals. Anyone who defied them could be summarily, on the spot, put to death. Looked like that was all it wrote for the Sankirtan movement. Looked like the chanting of Hare Krishna would end being nipped in the bud before it even got started. Looked like the death of a movement in its infancy. But Lord Chaitanya was God. He's Krishna come in the form of his own devotee. He declared that it was just the beginning of Sankirtan. And that very evening, before even 24 hours had passed from the breaking of the drum, the Qazi retracted his order and promised his protection to the Hare Krishna chanters for generations to come. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Pritivite Atejito Nagaradigam Sarvachapache Moina, that in due course of time, the chanting of Hare Krishna will go to every town and village in the world. So can you doubt it when it's already come to Spanish Fork, Utah? What do we learn? No opposition, no naysayer, no critic is bigger than the name of God. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna's devotional incarnation, predicted that the chanting would go to every town and village, and as we speak, there are 820 established brick-and-mortar Krishna temples and any number of chanting parties crisscrossing the globe. When I first joined, I was in Australia. I served in the Melbourne temple between 70 and 75. At one point, the Melbourne City Council decided that they wanted to shut down the chanting of Hare Krishna in the streets and the distribution of books. So they invoked a law that had been dormant for 100 years and started arresting the devotees. We made many trips to the jail in the paddy wagons being picked up on the streets. In 1985, at the 150 centennial celebration of the founding of Melbourne City, the Melbourne City Council, which had earlier tried to stop the Sankirtan movement, asked the devotees to do massive Hare Krishna chanting. 300 to 400 devotees were an featured integral part of the 150-year celebration of Melbourne City. We can't wait to see the dreams come true and then believe. We have to believe before the dream comes true. Why? Because it's the faith. It's the believing which causes Krishna to go to work. Faith is the greatest power in the world because it's the only thing that activates the power of the Almighty in our lives. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our process is not to see it and then believe it. Our process is to believe it and then see it. We're asking you to get your hopes up. Start celebrating what Krishna's planning to do in partnership with his devotees. Our request is to start acting like 2022 is your year. Start walking like 2022 is your year. Start thinking like 2022 is your year. Start dressing like 2022 is your year. Believing that 2022 is your year. Don't make excuses. Be a believer and not a doubter. Get up every morning and announce it by faith. Lord, I want to thank you that this year is going to be my year. This year is going to surprise me. This year I'm going to see promises come to pass. This year things are shifting in my favor. If you'll activate Krishna's power in this way, I believe you'll have a year of increase, a year of abundance, a year of joy, a year of health, a year of victory. I believe that 2022 will be the prelude to an above and beyond future, an exceptional life for you all this time around, and next life, go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.